Today, the announcement came that this year's Nobel Peace Prize goes to the World Food Program. The Norwegian Nobel Committee praised the United Nations agency this morning for fighting hunger and food insecurity around the globe.
In the face of the pandemic, the World Food Program has demonstrated an impressive ability to intensify its efforts. As the organization itself has stated, until the day we have a vaccine, food is the best vaccine against chaos.
For more, we're joined now by Matthew Hollingsworth. He is the World Food Program's country director in South Sudan, and he joins us now on Skype from Juba. Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well, and tell our listeners who might not be familiar with the World Food Program's work, what you do around the world, and specifically where you are in South Sudan.
So, I mean, the World Food Program is present in a little over 80 countries worldwide, and we feed around 85 million people a year in some of the most vulnerable, poor, and difficult countries in the world, where people are affected by conflict, where they're affected by natural disasters, in places where, you know, hunger is a reality for most families. Here in South Sudan, we feed around 5 million people a year in various programs, emergency programs, where we give food assistance to the most vulnerable people in South Sudan, but also school meals to keep children in school. We support nutrition activities for young children to stave off and prevent malnutrition. And we do a lot of work now to support farmers and rural communities to really build their resilience, to expand their productive land, to grow more so they can feed more of their community. And we support people in urban areas to give them a livelihood, to give them a job, to train them so that they don't need to be dependent on any kind of food assistance.
Well, and I know that before you were stationed there in South Sudan, you were in Syria. Just give us an example of someone that sticks in your mind that has been a recipient of food from the World Food Program.
There are so many. I've now worked for the World Food Program since 2001. You typically remember the children you've supported, and you've watched really desperate mothers urging the international community or the World Food Program to support them to make their child healthy, to make their child grow. Going into clinics and working with NGO partners to do that, and seeing children, after a week or more of support, really starting to flourish and do well. I mean, that's probably the best thing you'll ever see. But sadly, and we also see, a lot of children suffer. When you can see people pulling through and doing better, that for me is why we do this.
Obviously, the pandemic has had a big impact on hunger around the world, even in this country, that, the food lines have gotten much longer than they usually are. How has the pandemic affected your work, and what do you think you're going to need in the years ahead?
I mean, in South Sudan, we've not seen as yet a very significant health crisis because of the pandemic. But then again, South Sudan is a country that already has so many health crises to deal with, whether it's malaria, measles, or malnutrition. But what we have seen is a significant increase in prices of commodities because supply chains globally, but also regionally, have been tested by the COVID-19 crisis. All prices have increased. The economy of South Sudan, which is dependent on oil prices, has seen a dip. And at the time when food prices are going up, you've seen people, who are already suffering because of many years of civil war, that have had consecutive years of flooding, that are also now seeing an economic crisis and having to live through an economic crisis, mainly because of COVID-19.
What do you think it says that in the middle of a global pandemic that the Nobel Committee decided to give the Peace Prize to the World Food Program?
Well, I think for us, it's critical that the world always recognize that one of the common denominators in all countries facing starvation, facing hunger, conflict is always there. 10 out of 13 of our biggest operations in the world, you can look at the violence and conflict that got people into a situation where they need our support, and they need our support to live, they need our support to get back on their feet. So for me, it makes complete sense. And I think, you know, again, COVID-19 is a huge trial for the whole world, a huge test for the whole world. But, you know, there are 690 million people already hungry in the world today. And, you know, right now the World Food Programme is supporting 85 million of them. You know, there's a huge amount of work to be done. The fastest way to end hunger is to end conflict. But of course, as you've heard from our executive director, David Beasley, on an occasion, there is one vaccine right now that exists for COVID-19 ahead of any medical breakthroughs, and that vaccine's food.
That is Matthew Hollingsworth, South Sudan country director for the World Food Program, which today won the Nobel Peace Prize. Thank you so much again for joining us, and congratulations.
Thank you very much, sir.